Random Samplings of a Logical Mind. I'm Lynn Woolley. Issue 1, Becoming a Masculinitist. The cancel culture is a new phenomenon, and woke supremacy has existed for a while under other names. When I was at the University of Texas in the 70s, we had women's liberation and other kinds of liberations. In those days, men were somewhat revered as husbands, fathers, athletes, soldiers, astronauts, and so on. I first noticed men being disrespected while watching tennis on TV. There was a commercial where a man and a woman were rallying, and she kept hitting him in the head with the tennis ball. One of the announcers commented that it would have been politically incorrect to have the woman hit by the ball. The man had to be the bad player, the butt of the joke. Now it's no joke. Men get no respect. We should start a radical masculinity movement and make men great again. Issue 2, co-facilitation at Austin City Hall. This segment does not require much commentary from me. It comes from a news release issued by the Austin Public Information Office. The city has approved a blueprint from City Manager Spencer Kronk on how to reimagine the Austin Police. In this release, the Harvard-educated Kronk explains not once, not twice, but three times how much the police academy should be about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Kronk is big on community involvement in this reimagining. He mentions participation, co-creation, co-facilitation, and formalization. That's out of context, but it doesn't make any more sense in context. He talks about adult learning strategies and scenario-based training tools, presumably referring to one of the left's big lies about how George Floyd died. I didn't see much about fighting crime in this release. Issue 3, Silver Wings on My Son's Chest. In 1966, in the Vietnam era, the Ballad of the Green Berets was number one on the record charts for 5 weeks. The song was about the U.S. Army Special Forces, an elite fighting force known for its distinctive headgear. The song concerned a Special Forces op that was killed by the Viet Cong. The lyrics pointed out how awesome a man had to be to qualify. One line said, 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Fast forward to today. Our current military isn't so much about winning wars as it is about social experimentation. You know, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler's lyric about "Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best," would translate today to "Put silver wings on my son's purse, make him one of America's diverse." This is sad. Stay tuned for more random samplings of a logical mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.